time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Thursday, February 1st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We got an absolutely terrific show for you today lined up. Lots of information. We're going to be speaking with John Davis over at MAGA, Make America Great Again Water, right out of Sheboygan. We're going to continue the conversation with him about the products they have there in Sheboygan. We also have one ticket left. The class is full. All the books have arrived. God is good. We've got the guides. We got the Michigan State Constitutions. We're going to be picking up the Friskies fresh farm apples, 3 bushels, tomorrow on our way up to St. Ignace. And actually, Mr. Snoop gets his first doctor's visit with Dr. Jeff up at the Sioux Animal Hospital. Vicky's going to be able to tour the hospital with me and Dr. Jeff and show her the facilities. And Dr. Jeff is going to get to meet Mr. Snoop. He's going to give him his first checkup. We've sent all the records from the vet down in Traverse City up to Sioux Animal Hospital. And he's going to get his first checkup and check up on his shots, his vaccinations if necessary, get him weighed. Little boy's put on some pounds here in the wintertime, haven't been out running the golf course chasing deer. So we're excited. We are excited. We are excited. One free ticket remains. And I will give it to the person who texts me, the very first text I get. For FC, for the free class, you text me FC if you want to attend on Saturday. This Saturday, man, I can't believe it's here already. February. January's gone. Feels like darn near April out there right now, temperatures-wise, and the brown grass. Snow is almost all melted. But we're excited. We are so excited. So text me FC if you want this last free ticket, $49 value. Thanks to Bob over at Great Lakes Phone and Computer there in Petoskey. He purchased 3 seats for you guys. 2 of them have been taken. Nick Wallace's seat for J2 Construction in Harbor Springs. That one's been assigned out to somebody. We have the sign-in list. We have your names and your email addresses. When you come, you'll check in and give Miss Sherry LaFave your phone number and street mailing address. And then you'll get your books. You'll get your apples, your bottled water. Bring a pen and reading glasses if you need to. The class is this Saturday in St. Ignace. We appreciate the Little Bear East Arena hosting it with the Mackinac County Republican Party. We're also going to have Trump gear for 2024 available, thanks to the Trump store. They're going to be there. We're going to have Carla Ward from Axe My Tax, State Representative candidate Todd Smallenberg. Man, this is going to be an absolute patriot blowout Saturday. I am so looking forward to spending it with you guys. We're going to be taking selfies with everybody. We're going to get a group picture. Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad, his wife and a friend, they're coming. We are excited. This is just, thank you, God. Everything is lining up perfect. I'm so excited. So, again, text me FC, and I'll give you the last remaining ticket for this Saturday's Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. Come have some fun with us patriots. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Again, we have one free ticket left for the class on Saturday. So text me FC and I'll give it to you. And we will be wrapped up, ready to go for Saturday. Kind of an interesting story that I saw. Elon Musk getting basically a liberal, progressive, communist judge in the state of Delaware in a lawsuit that was filed, basically claiming that Elon Musk, in his stock sale of his own shares of Tesla, the electric car company for $51 billion, which allowed him to purchase Twitter, was illegal. Well, he took to the social media platform, X, formerly known as Twitter, and he wanted a vote by the followers of his Elon Musk account. He wanted a unscientific vote poll to ask whether or not they should relocate the corporate registered headquarters of Tesla from Delaware to the state of Texas, the free state of Texas. Right now, we have three actually possibly four free states in America. Texas, Governor Greg Abbott standing up to Biden. Ron DeSantis's free state of Florida. Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota. And possibly one other one that is in the running, coming in probably fourth, is the state of Tennessee. Kentucky, Tennessee, kind of a toss-up for number four. What do these states have in common? Well, first of all, they're all right-to-work states. Second of all, they have no state income tax. Third, they share absolutely governors that protect their citizens' freedoms and liberties. Now, it's kind of interesting. I donated $50 for gas money for Governor Kristi Noem. She sent me a text message. Many of you may have gotten it on your phones as well if you've ever donated via WinRed to any Republican candidate. You get these text messages all the time. Most of them I block and send to spam and delete them out of my phone. But I got this text from Governor Kristi Noem, a picture of her attending a press conference with Governor Greg Abbott. As you know, he's paralyzed from the waist down. He uses a wheelchair. I love the guy. Absolute patriot. He says, I'm going to defend my southern border. Screw you, Biden, and your open border illegal policies. I'm putting up razor wire along the riverfront of my state of Texas. Biden took him to the United States Supreme Court. I can't believe it, but they ordered him to take the razor wire down. He told the United States Supreme Court, shove it. Not only am I not taking it down, I'm adding more to it. So what did Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, the great free state of Texas, do? He sent out an appeal to 24 Republican governors. I need money, I need razor wire, and I need help down here on my southern border. I'm going to shut the state of Texas down from Mexico. You know what the governor of South Dakota, Mount Rushmore, the one that hosted Donald Trump on 4th of July when Trump was president, I think his first 4th of July celebration in 2017, hosting it out there at the base of Mount Rushmore was the fireworks display. Vicky and I were there. We saw the stage. We saw the seating. We saw Mount Rushmore lit up at night. Gorgeous, gorgeous sight. It's also in that movie, National Treasure, with Nicolas Cage. If you haven't seen it, watch it. Kristi Noem said that she's taking her pickup truck, a one-ton long box dually. She's going to go to her local tractor supply company in South Dakota, and she's going to buy as much razor wire that she can get into the back of her pickup. She's going to strap it down, and she's going to drive from South Dakota herself in her own pickup down to the border in Texas. And she said she's bringing her steel-lined reinforced Kevlar gloves, her work boots, her pounding stakes, and she's going to help put up razor wire on the border of the state of Texas. This is the governor, Kristi Noem, of South Dakota. I gave her $50 for gas, diesel, whatever she drives. I love that woman. I love Governor Greg Abbott of Texas. Now that Ron DeSantis has dropped out and is staying home and protecting the free state of Florida, love him. I love the folks in Kentucky and Tennessee. God bless them all. Well, Elon Musk got over 1.1 million votes in his unscientific poll to move the headquarters of Tesla, registered headquarters. And the reason they incorporate in Delaware, folks, is because Delaware has very loose corporate filing restrictions. You can incorporate in Delaware, like, online for $20. Save money. They have boilerplate corporate minutes for your very first corporate meeting. You copy and paste them into the application. You pay $20 online. Bam, you have a Delaware corporation. You're protected. Well, Elon Musk did that years ago when he first started Tesla. There's also, I believe, some tax benefits for corporations in Delaware. Well, when this judge, this communist, socialist, progressive, liberal judge, ruled that what Elon Musk did with his own shares of stock of Tesla to sell them to buy Twitter, he deemed them in a courtroom this week as being an illegal tactic by Elon Musk. So you know what he's going to do? He's already moved the manufacturing factory to Texas. He left, pulled it out of California. He's simply going to file for new corporation papers in Texas and shut the Delaware corporation down and tell the judge, screw you. I don't care what you think about what I did. I'm not incorporated in your state anymore. Take your decision, state judge of Delaware, and shove it. And he blasted about it on his Twitter X account, which I follow. And it was amazing. The overwhelming support, 87%, 1.1 million people voting in the poll, 87%, almost 9 out of 10 people said, screw Delaware, move to Texas. Do you see how policies will affect a state based on judges and governors? You want to fix the state of Michigan? We need a new governor. We need to elect new judges. We need to have rule of law, constitutional, original intent, constitutional judges in the state of Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, with all due respect, you didn't have to spend all that money. You did not have to appoint some stupid council to give you recommendations on to fixing the population decline of the state of Michigan. All you had to do, ma'am, was look at either Florida or Texas and replicate all of their policies. You get rid of our state income tax. You open up competition to everything. Schools, road building, put it back into the private sector at the local level, or at a bare minimum, give it to the county road commissions, break up the monopoly on the electric grid that consumers and DTE has of 90% of our electric grid production, co-ops everywhere, nuclear power plants, whatever it is that you want to do. Actually, it's going to be hydrogen, folks. That's the new one that's coming. I'm looking so forward to the day I can get a little hydrogen producing hydrogen gas in, under the hood of my Yukon. I have room for it. And feed hydrogen gas into my gasoline and almost instantly doubling my gas mileage. I'll go from 16 to 18 in that big truck to almost 40. As soon as I can get a hydrogen producing chemistry lab type production of hydrogen into the engine. It's coming. Our vehicles will be running on hydrogen. That's going to replace electric vehicles. When electric vehicles fad dies the deserved death that it needs, it's going to be replaced with hydrogen. But I digress. The point of the matter is this. Elon Musk is an entrepreneur, a gazillionaire. Today he's launching his Omega project regarding AI. Remember, you heard it on this show. Today, Thursday, February 1st, 2024, Omega project gets funded by the federal government. What is the Omega project? $280 billion based on the CHIPS and Science Act of 2022 finally gets funded today, February 1st. There's a handful of companies that are going to receive the $280 billion to begin immediately the production of microchips here in America. Regular microchips and what they call super microchips. Very soon, all of our chips will be made here for national security reasons, not just for the jobs, not just for the supply chain to be secure, but to stop buying them from Taiwan and China. It's coming, and today is the launch. The $280 billion that was passed 2 years ago gets paid out today. I'm going to talk about it in the next segment. You're going to learn all about AI. You're going to learn all about the chips and why do they have to fund it today? What is the sense of urgency? Why are they doing it? I'll explain it all to you in the next half hour. I'm Chuck or Randy Bishop. Bottom of the hour news of hour one. We'll be right back.